We thank you for your presence in our midst, your tangible presence. As we enter the word, we ask that same presence go with us. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open your word, open the scriptures, that we might see in it our personal, individual, prophetic destinies and be inspired, instructed, and empowered to fulfill them. Pray that, Lord, you will help me speak as should, indeed as an oracle of God. Put the same unction that's upon my heart and my lips, upon the ears and the hearts of all who will hear me, those who are physically present, as well as those who are hearing me remotely, electronically, so that your word will flow freely from you through me to the people, to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own. In particular, cause our wills, Father, to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I further pray that as I speak, the power of the Holy Spirit be released in great as well as in sufficient measure to back these words and follow them wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes and free men, so that they will become doers of the things they hear and are hearers only. I further pray for mercy to be faithful, to deliver this word with precision. Redeem the time and say only what you want me to say. Bring out of the treasure of this word things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all's in agreement with me receiving all the blessings mentioned in that prayer in their individual lives, all individually agreed and said. Today we're going to continue our prophetic teaching on Abraham. We are teaching based on the scripture that we are supposed to keep God's testimonies. God's testimonies are what God did in the lives of saints, both in the Old and New Testament, that we are supposed to see, be inspired by, and therefore duplicate. That's how we keep God's testimony. In other words, the things God did in the lives of these great men, we are supposed to allow those same things to be done in our lives. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, the scripture actually tells us to do so. It says that be followers or imitators of them, like Abraham and others, who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So God's intention is for us to do what we see in the lives of these saints in the Bible, and even better. In fact, the scripture goes ahead to say in Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter of the Hall of Faith, talking about all the different saints and everything, he says, but you know, we have received some better thing, so that we should do better than them. We're not supposed to just do what they did. We start with that, and then we go beyond that. The scripture says we have a better testament that is established upon better promises. And one thing I would like us to keep at the back of our minds as we read these scriptures, you will see that these men were ordinary men like you and I. James, writing about Isaiah, he said he was a man of, about Elijah, he said he was a man of like passions. That means the same temptations, the same weaknesses, the same, you know, problems you have, they had. And yet, God was, in his mercy, was able to help them. So that same God will help you. You can imagine something like Elijah, all those great miracles that he did, you know, stopping rain for 3.5 years, calling rain, praying for rain. Then, you know, the prophets of Baal said, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And God did it. And the same Elijah now runs from Jezebel. Shows you he was just like you. Same person runs away from Jezebel. When Jezebel said, God, do so and more unto me, if by this time tomorrow your head is not taken from your body. He should have stood and withstood Jezebel. Come out. Let that prophet come out. Let the guy who wants to take my head off, let him come out. And I dealt with him like he did with the others. But you know, Why is that recorded? To show us that they were just men that God was using. They had the same fears, the same weaknesses, the same limitations that you and I have. And that should encourage us. Say, if God did it for Abraham, he will do it for me. So we're currently in Abraham, and we stopped in chapter 18, where God visits Abraham, chapter 17, where he tells him he's going to have he's 99 years old, and God tells him he's going to have a son. By this time, Abraham had